The telephone rang. Not me, thought Trixie. Someone else is on call first. And she sank deeper into the water, turning on the hot tap with her toes. A moment later, there was a bang on the door. Trixie, old sport, you in there? Chummy's voice sounded through the door. Yes. I've got to go out. You're on first call now. What? You're joking, I can't be. Sorry and all that, but Cynthia is already out on a delivery and Jennifer has a day off. It's up to you. I just don't believe it. Trixie groaned and felt sleep enveloping her. What did you say? Never mind, I can't hang around. Chummy's footsteps retreated down the corridor. Trixie's tired mind refused to take in the reality of the situation. She felt she might doze off in the bath, but forced herself to get out, dried and into bed, where she immediately fell into a deep and dreamless sleep. At 11:30, the phone rang. Usually a midwife on first call will hear it instantly, be out of bed and alert within seconds. The subconscious will keep the mind half awake, ready for action. But Trixie slept on. Eventually, the persistent ringing penetrated her ears and she awoke confused. Someone had better answer that damned phone, she thought. Then she remembered Chummy's bang on the bathroom door. Horrified, she struggled out of bed and picked up the phone. Yes, Ninotta's house here. Who is it? And about time, too. What do you think you're playing at? She could have died before you answered the telephone. A harsh female voice barked. Trixie shook her head vigorously, trying to focus her thoughts. Who is dying? What is the trouble? Trouble? The trouble is you. You lazy good-for-nothing. Trixie groaned and sank onto the wooden bench beside the telephone, but her training came to the rescue. Mechanically, she heard herself say, Please give me your name and address and tell me as clearly as you can what is the matter. It's Meg, from Mile End, and it's Maeve, see? Maeve's in labour and you gotta come quick. The clouds were lifting from Trixie's tired brain. But Maeve is not due yet, not for another month. Don't you come that one over me. You just get here at the double or I'll report you to the authorities for negligence, refusing to come to a woman in labour. Trixie was wide awake now. Maeve was 36 weeks pregnant. A premature labour would be a serious matter and dangerous for the baby. I'll come straight away, she said, and put down the phone.